विलोक्यागतम पृष्ठम पृत्युत्फुल्ल दृशो बला उत्तस्थो जुगपत सर्वान्तम प्राणम इव आगतम कृष्ण decide that Krishna is coming. He has appeared before us. Prishtam Priyatam Prithit Phulla Disho Bala Sing Krishna Avala Gopistri Pai Avala Bala means ball, or no strength, avala. Why? It has been told that Krishna left them and they were weeping, so they are avala. But really, they are not avala. They become so happy that their mouth became like a lotus flower. And it becomes so that if a dead person again he can. His plan again came. So all the gopis, having newly prana, they stood up and they, what to do, they were thinking. Jiva Goswami is telling, at first Krishna did not appear among them, a little distance, as if he is coming from any kunj. So he appeared and then he was coming to gopis. Seeing Krishna, because in Vishnu Puran, he has quoted Vishnu Puran, that तो देद्रशु आयंतम विकासी मुखपंकजम मैंने लाइक यस कोटेड एनी विष्णु पुराण से श्लोक कॉपी साथ दैट कृष्ण इज लाफिंग एंड कमिंग स्माइलिंग एंड कमिंग इन श्रीमद् भागवत इट इज नॉट रिटन दैट ही वाज कमिंग ही एट वंस अपीयर्ड as a Manmathman. But other Puran it has been told. So Jiva Goswami is telling that. At first they were weeping, eyes were full of tears. When they saw that, oh, Krishna is here, they become so happy. And the tears, then they like so.
Wiped
the eyes. And they began to see very carefully whether we are seeing or we are in dream or anything more. They saw that no, it is not a dream. But what we are seeing, it is really. Vilokya means be alokya. Vilokya means to avalokan means to see. Abhi mane vishesh rupena. Vishesh rupena means
more, greater.
Carefully they are saying. Doing so, washing their tears. They were not believing that Krishna is here, Krishna is coming. So, they are seeing bar-bar, again and again, that we are true seeing or what? For about so many hours that they are weeping and searching. So at first they could not believe. Here abala means they were weeping for Krishna, and in viraha they had become so weak that they were sitting or lying on the ground. They have no power to stand up. But when they saw Krishna, they at once became stand up, and a pran came, light came. Prestam. What is the meaning of prestam?
Dearmost.
They were abusing Krishna that he has no love, affection for us. And Krishna is certainly a very cruel person. But now, when Krishna coming, smiling, with kritagyata, with
gratitude,
then oh, certainly he is our Priyatam. That view was changed. This is the speciality of Krishna. When Kauravas and Pandavas and Draupadi was praying Krishna to come and to save, but at last Krishna could not come. And Dushasan was snatching the cloth, and she was about to be naked. Everything was to be spoiled. But Krishna at last came in the nick of time. And all that, oh, Krishna is so much dayalu, merciful. They will at first be wishing, and they are in confusion, calling so much and Krishna is not coming and not saving. Bhisham Pitamaya and all, they were not wanting that this Draupadi should be naked. But they were not trying at all. Why? Yudhishthira, Bhim, Arjuna, all, they wanted to see how Krishna saves his world. Desire at last and became satisfied at last. So gopis were telling Krishna, abusing so much. Tapakatha amritam tapta jivanam kabhi riditam kalmashapaham savana mangalam ite. Those who tell the Krishna katha and hear, they are slaughtered. They are so much cruel, because Krishna katha is mritam means beast. Poison. It makes a life very upset, ashant. Everything is false. Those who have written that Harikatha is amrit, all is bogus things. only ordinary kabis, but so that this horse is
flying
in the on the sky. He is as beautiful as moon, but nothing is there. If Krishna Katha is Savana Mangalam, why we are suffering so much? So all in vain. So in whole world, those who will take the epothy of Bhagavata in their first
arms
and without any payment, they distribute all these Harikatha without price, they are most cruel person. They are cutter. They cut the whole world's sukh, happiness. So we should be very careful from them, gopis are telling. So this is abusing. Krishna is cheater. Krishna is so on. He is what? Always seeking for ladies. What?
Lumpat.
Dhurta. Chor. But now they are confessing. When Krishna is coming, so lovely appearance, then they thought, oh, yes, Krishna is so much. He is our Priyatam. Why he was away from us? We will ask. Certainly there is something behind this. So Priyatam. Gopis had told, Nagani Apani Duk. Sabebanchit Tarasuk. More jadi dile dukh, tar hailo mahasuk. Sei dukh mor sukhavarja. You know the meaning?
We don't want our personal happiness.
We only want Krishna happiness. If by giving
unhappiness to us, Krishna becomes happy, then we will be happy.
So we want that suffering. So, now seeing Krishna, they are becoming so happy. Because they saw that Krishna is happy. If they saw, they were seeing that Krishna is unhappy, then they think that we are not happy. Seeing Krishna that he was smiling, they begin to also smiling, all gopis. Krishna is Atma of Atma. So he is called Paramatma. Chetanas Chetananam, you have heard? Upon Nityo Nityananam, Chetanas Chetananam. In what? Upanishad. Upanishad? Any good? Here, Sarvan Tanvah. Sarvah Tanvah. That every part of body, Anga, Pratyanga, every Anga became so happy that they become all lotus flower in blossom. Understand? I'm telling wrong English, but
you're telling very
sweet. समझ रहे हैं कुछ? उनके अंग प्रत्यंग एकदम जैसे प्रसन्न हो गया, जैसे मान लो कमल के फूल खिल रहे हैं. It is very easy to speak in English, Bangla or Hindi. Here, two times, here a word, same word has come. Tang biloke agatam, agatam here, and pranam eva agatam, two times. It is not repetition, but it is alankar. So they became a stand up. They stood up because they saw that our pran, our life has come. Krishna is life of life. So Krishna came and they became. Then all Shakti came. Shakti means power, or came in them. It is called Bilas. Bilas means B Purvaka Las. Las means Utfulla. Means to be very happy. And this Bilas, more and more.
Especially.
So, when Krishna comes, meets them, going with gopis are going with Krishna, having his hands on her shoulders and their hands there, talking, no link in that talking, without any link, very melodious and madhur. This is called Vilas in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Vilas or Ujjalin Mani. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling Tanu means hands, feet and all anga, parts of anga. That is called Tanu. This is all Tanu. Here other two times he is telling that they have left the hope that death will be saved. They have left that idea. And they have made up their mind that we will die because Krishna is not found. But when they saw Krishna, he is coming. Two times. Harer Naam, and Harer Naam. Kevalam kalau nasti, 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 gatirevam natha. For emphasis, it is told. So, for emphasis, two times agatam. Krishna agatam, pranam agatam. Both. That is, when Krishna will come, their life is there. If Krishna is not there, their life is not there. But we take, we eat, we sleep, we drink, we do everything without Krishna. We are quite opposite. A day should come for us also that without Krishna our life is not there. Then Krishna will come and appear. Nothing more today. You should take leave.
One question.
What?
Manmatha, Manmatha. Cupid means Kamadev. He himself became bewildered.
Who?
Kamadev.
Hmm.
By the beauty of Krishna, he became bewildered. And he also wanted to become like woman, as the sages at Dandakaranya wanted. So the Cupid who became bewildered, is it spiritual?
It's spiritual.
Spiritual.
Not this.
Yeah. And as Baladeva also wanted to serve Krishna and became
another.
So is there any evidence that the spiritual Cupid, he has actually fulfilled his desire?
What? Who?
You were saying that...
Any proof?
That he... You were saying he was in the mood that he should become woman, like gopis. So did it actually happen or only he had the idea?
Like Uddhava, he wanted to be a dust of gopis. To serve the to serve the dust of lotus feet of gopis.
Yes.
We heard that he has become a plant in Vrindavan, in Uddhav Kund, and he served the gopis lotus feet. If he has done, Jiva Goswami or Vishwanath Chakravarti is telling, the meaning is that Manmath also wants to serve. But like Lakshmi, Kashyapi, Utaki is Lokta. Oh, gopis, Nag Patni are telling that we don't know. Kasyanu bhavo archana deva vidme. We don't know how Kali and Nag have got the mercy of Krishna. That is, the lotus feet, the dust of feet of Krishna is so valuable that Lakshmi wants it, but he does not have. But how Kali got it? Also, Satyabhama and all want, but it is very hard to have this. Why Lakshmi did not go? He wanted that thing, to come and join in Ras and to serve Krishna like gopis, but he could not do. So likewise, if Manmath wants, he cannot have all these things. It is very hard for him. But like we want that we should be as a gopi, we are having this mercy, we want. But when it will be fulfilled or not fulfilled, we cannot say. So like Manmath, like so. We have not heard anywhere that he has got that acquisition. Namaskar. Kachit karambujam, kachit karambujam saure, jagrihe anjali namuda, kachit dadhar tad bahum manse, chandana bhushitam. Here we should know the siddhant of Ujjwal Nirman. Without knowing, we cannot go further an inch. We should know that Gopi, that is, Prem is divided, Rati is divided into three classes: Sadharani, Sammanjasa, and Samartha. Samartha means in order. There are three categories of Rati: Sadharani, Sammanjasa, and Samartha. Samartha Rati is so powerful that it can control Krishna. Gopis have that kind of Rati. Sammanjasa in Dwarka, in Saptabhama Rukmini and all others. It is doubt whether it will control Krishna or not, because it is divided in so many parts: sons, daughter, Rajya, Krishna, and all of three. It is not one
pointed.
Not one pointed. But in Samartha Rati, one pointed Rati. And in Sadharani, like Kubja in Mathura, it is not a prem. This Rati is called Vyabhicharini. For a special time it comes and again goes away. But it has called Sadharani Rati only that the subject of that Rati is Krishna only. Otherwise, it will not called a Rati. And because it wants self-happiness, so it is called Sadharani. Now, Samartha Rati in Gopis, it divided into so many parts. Especially it depends on the mood what a Rati has towards Krishna. Especially Gopis had two root moods. Mool ka kya hoga? Mool. Root?
Mool.
Two. Tadiya and Madiya. From beginning of prema, Tadiya and Madiya bhav exists. Without this, a prema cannot be begun. So some of the gopis have Tadiya bhav and some of them have Madiya bhav. No? The nearer mood of Tadiya bhav is Ruhit to Tadiya bhav. Understand, try to. There are root two bhavs, Tadiya and Madiya. You know Ghrita and Madhu? There are two kinds of Ghrita and Madhu. Ghrita is so chikna, smooth and tasteful. But yet it needs some sweet. Madhu is very tasteful. It needs no sweet, nothing. It is soft also, very sweet also. So Madhu Sneha is more sweet than Ghrita Sneha. Ghrita Sneha is called, it comes in the category of Tadiya Bhav. No? It needs something more. Here, when that snake goes up in the stage of pranaya, first prem, then snake, then pranaya, and after that man. Otherwise, first prem, then snake, man and pranaya. Two categories. And again they meet. Here Tadiya Bhav has Ghrita Sneha and Madhya has Madhu Sneha. So you know that Madhya Bhav and Madhu Sneha is situated in Srimati Radhika fully. Tadiya Bhav with Ghrita Sneha situates in Chandravali. Ghrita Sneha will be there where there is Dakshinya Bhav. Dakshinya means
contrary. Against.
No.
Dakshinya. Dakshinya means you having the mood of Dakshya Bhav. What I will tell, you will hear. If I will tell any harsh, mane kathor kono kotha, so it is not liked by you. Anything penetrable, you can weep, but you will not oppose. This is Dasya Bhav, nearer to Dasya Bhav, but yet Madhu. So Madhur having, carrying the bhav of Dasya something, is called Tadiya Bhav. And yours, those gopis who have this mode that Krishna, I am of Krishna. What Krishna likes, I do. If anything which is not uncool to me, favorable to me, I will repent. I will pray Krishna. But I cannot oppose. This is called Dakshinya Bhav. Having some mood of Dasya Bhav. Always the mood will be that Krishna should be always pretty. Least. I will not do anything which Krishna does not want. Something. So I will try to please him by prayer, by dasya bhav, but yet it is madhur bhav, carrying a very little part of dasya bhav. This is called tadiya bhav. No? With grita sneha, with sam dasya, with prayer and dakhinya bhav. Rightist. Always carrying the order of Krishna. But yet they can rebuke Krishna, but not very prakhar. Prakhar, you know?
Harshly.
They will tell, oh, you are a very good man. You are a very courageous person. I know that you want me. But anyhow, you cannot leave others, so you have made delay and weeping. Like this, very namra bhav,
polite,
mild. This is called dakshinya bhav. It situates very strongly and in highest mode in Chandravali. When there is some difference, 1, 2, 3, 10 points, decimal 10, then not equal to them, not equal to Chandravali, some less, but in mane bahut anson mein, but more degrees, but not fully. Where it lives, they are called swapaksha. Very little difference.
Swapaksha.
And much like Chandravali, Dakshinya, and Tadiya Bhav, then it is called Swapaksha. And they are anugata to them. Anugata means they are
following,
always following. And these are called Sakhi, Asta Sakhi, Priyanarma Sakhi. That is Padma and Sabya. No? Most important Sakhis. But their degrees are not one. No? Chandravali is first, and he is head of all. And Sabya, Padma, and all others, Darsaki, always serving Chandravali. No? They are called Swapaksha. But if it, I am saying not it is written in Yulmani, I am telling person to make understanding. When it goes out of 10%, but mostly 10% opposite bhav, that is madhusne, and 90% and more than that towards dakhinya bhav, ghrita sneha, and tadiya bhav, then they are called suhit pak. No? Swapaksha means always trying to do good of his sakhi and to remove all the obstacles to meet Krishna. That is called ishta sadhana Anishta. Anishta Badhak. Two words. Darshanic words. Means Ishta Sadhak. I will do what makes our Sakhi so happy. To meet with Krishna, this is the most important thing for Guru. So they try to meet Krishna, Ishta Sadhak, Anishta Badhak. No obstacle should come. If obstacle comes, they try to avoid, remove. This is Svapaksha. Suhidapaksha, they help their sakhis like Svapaksha, but not like them. Like Bhadrai is Suhidapaksha of Chandravali. No? Why Paksha and Vipaksha? A thing which will be very ruchikar to me, ruchikar, you know, tasteful to me, and you have the same taste, no? Then we are friends. What I want and you not want. If I suffer for Raganuga and you have suffered for Raganuga, then you are my friend. No? So when I have no ruchi, what Madhya have, but not totally like Chandravali, then they are Suhidapak. Understand? Where there is Madhya Bhav, Krishna is mine. And where there is should certainly be Madhushne. Certainly it will be Madhushne. And they will certainly be of Bhamna. Left it. They want to please Krishna more than Tadiya Bhava. And they can read Krishna heart. So they sometimes become crooked. Manmati more. Chandrali also have man. She will man, but she will be. And they will not be. Black should go away from here. No compromise. Krishna is sitting and standing, watching on the door. How she will be out of man? He doing so many tests. And she only sees by the corner of Krishna, her eyes. From the core of heart, he wants that I should love Krishna. I should please Krishna. But his mind is so crooked that he is not hearing of his mind. There is quarrel between heart and mind. Heart wants to meet Krishna, but mind becomes like a serpent. So this is man. And Krishna should pray, not that gopi will pray. So this is Madhya. His mind, why he went there? This is the mood there. And she will not pray, he should pray. She should pray. This is called Madhya Ghrita Sneha. Madhu Sneha. Not. But you should know, where there is Madhusne, Grit Sne is automatically there. Understand? Yes. Grit Sne certainly be there where this is. madhur sneha. So ghrita sneha and madhur sneha both incomplete. No? Here the bhav mood of madhya man bhamya bhav and madhur sneha, where there are combination of all, it situates in Radhika in highest, and those who follow them, her, are called Asta Sakhi, Vishesh Sakhi, Priya Narma Sakhi. They are Swapaksha of Radhika, Swapaksha. Their Swamini is Srimati Radhika, and they always follow her. But some difference, but nearer to this bhav, are Suhida of Radhika, that is Shyamala. Shyamala is Bhamya bhav. She appreciates Srimati Radhika. But something is there that, oh, Radhika has so much that she